Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Just make it an intro for now.
Yeah, we can just add it on. We can just cut this
bitch out whenever we want. I pee. Look, I'm gonna go pee. Bye.
We're starting now? I'm in the middle of Animal Crossing and she starts recording. I am in the middle of crafting tools right now. I just made a flimsy shovel. I've got to make another shovel really quick before I lose track. What I'm trying to do for you animal, I was about to call it Animal Garden, for you Animal Crossing folks, if you are finding that your tools are busting up like really quickly, I saw an idea on Facebook that was cute. Someone just made a bunch of tools and then set them all out next to their yard, like with a gate around it, so that whenever a tool busted up, you could just go pick up another one and you don't have to go back to that stupid crafting table every time. So that's what I'm trying to do. But then she started recording. So this is the Not Tonight podcast with Brenda and Linda. And as soon as she starts recording, Brenda leaves. So I guess it's really just me. Well, there's the flush. I want to start with a corrections corner. Starting with, in the first episode, the girl I was talking about, the actress that played Daisy in The Great Gatsby, was not Mary Whitman, aka Carey Mulligan, but Michelle Williams. That was a mistake. But it doesn't matter because Brenda doesn't like Michelle Williams either.
Hey now. Hi, I'm back. I'm Brenda. I'm back. I don't not like Michelle Williams.
No, you don't like her. Because
No. Do not malign that. That is not the reason
why. That she's the one that has kids with him, right?
Didn't yeah, I actually that is why I like her. That is like okay. The opposite. Oppo. I appreciate and respect her for everything that she does. But I did not, you were right, I did not like the casting of her in Marilyn Monroe or the other girl. Mary Whitford, as I like to call her, but what's her name?
It's the same thing. Carey Mulligan. Just call her Mary Whitman.
I didn't love that casting of Daisy either, in Great Gatsby. I just didn't, okay? I'm not sorry for it.
Another thing from episode one, when we were back in the old days, when we were calling each other Rita and Janet, that ended up not working out because, you know what? It's just stupid.
It's all stupid. The show is not stupid. Bluey is not stupid.
It came from a show called Bluey, which is actually a really good show. It's a kid show on Nick Jr. that my niece watches. And I watch it too sometimes at home because it calms me down and it's really cute. And the whole show is these Australian dogs named Bluey and Bingo. They're sisters and they are really good at making up games to
and
play
Bingo
at home.
Bingo is a younger sister.
Yeah, Bingo is the little sister, but I think that Brenda is a lot more like Bingo and I'm a lot like Bluey because Bluey kind of just... Bluey thinks of all the games and he just starts... He tells people what to do and how to do it. And he's not being mean. He's just telling them, I want to be shop bonus, so you be the customer. I always give him a British accent.
Close call.
Anyways, there's an episode called Grannies. And they dress up like old grannies and they call themselves Janet and Rita. And Bingo was playing Rita and Bluey was playing Janet. But last episode, we were calling Brenda Janet Rita, but she's actually Bingo, so she would have been Rita and I would have been Janet, and now none of it makes sense.
I'm actually Bingo from Bluey.
I'm Bluey.
But I'm Janet from Three's Company.
Yes. With a mullet.
With a mullet. Even though I don't like the mullet,
I think that Janet is actually the prettier one. Now, I never watched Three's Company because it's a little bit past my time. It's a little bit before my time.
Past my bedtime.
It's past my, came on past my bedtime, and it's before my time. So I don't know much, but what I do know is that Janet is actually the prettier one. The blonde girl doesn't have a cute face, really.
She doesn't even know her name.
Suzanne Summers, was that her? Yeah. Okay. She's not all that. It's just her long blonde hair.
Three's Company was a little bit before my time, too. But that Suzanne Summers commercial growing up was not. And it still, like, came on, like, on reruns, like Fresh Prince has now. Three's Company came on all the freaking time when I was a little kid. And in college, me and my friend, I'm not going to say her name, but,
don't say her name. We're doing really good at
Terry,
that.
She kind of called me out on it, and I was offended at first because of the mullet, that I was absolutely Janet. Like, I just behave and act like Janet from Three's Company. And at first I was like, whatever, fork you, look at her hair. She has the worst haircut on earth, and she's a dork. So what, how could you? And then we actually watched a few episodes, and then my mood totally changed, and I was like, yep,
that's me. Hey,
proud to say I am a Janet, but not anymore.
I think that she's beautiful, and I like, anyways, the Rita and Janet wasn't going to work, so we're not Rita and Janet anymore. Linda and Brenda.
We've always kind of gone by that.
My keychain says Linda.
And mine says Brenda.
We just call each other that because it's like Linda.
Brenda.
Listen, Linda. Linda.
Look, Brenda.
Linda.
Look.
Don't be a Brenda.
Don't.
But don't be a Linda. Linda. Do not be a Linda. But
whatever you do, Linda don't.
Linda don't. Another thing that we talked about in episode... Was all of this in episode one?
Yeah. There's like a ton.
Did you just hear that?
What?
Sounded like a whistle. Like a ghost whistle. Like nope, what? It sounded like a quick whoop. I can't whistle, whoop. So...
Weep.
Yep.
Was it me?
We're going to have to play that back, Steven, because in the background I heard a whistle.
I'm going to have to take his leash off.
Yeah, take that. This we'll is that. Terrible. Sorry. Terrible. Leroy's here again. Leroy's here again. Do you know a secret? Do you guys want to know a secret? We actually recorded an episode already, but it got messed up. There was a lot of weird things. Our dad called and interrupted. And
which was awesome.
It was awesome, but it was just a lot of talking about regular dad things.
Love it.
Which we love, but it's just for us. Not everybody needs to know our dad like we know our dad.
He's awesome.
But then Leroy was in the background barking. Even though in the beginning he was actually gone for a while. And it was great. He was gone actually for most of the recording and it was actually lovely. But then somebody let him out of his room. So now he's back with us.
And it wasn't me.
And it wasn't her. So it was only one other person.
You know.
Oscar.
Oscar the ghost. Yeah, it actually was working pretty well. We did test the waters. Just want you guys to know that like we're really working on the whole annoying sounds mostly coming from my portion of that podcast.
One thing that is that you sound quiet. You always sound quieter than me.
Maybe I'm always afraid of yelling.
I'm always closer to it.
Maybe.
I just moved it.
I'm also, just so you guys know, couple things. I talk stupid. I talk like dish. I laugh too hard and into the phone sometimes. I sound like I have been told that I sound like a fat French.
I talk like dish
with a fat French. A fat French man's laugh. Which I totally can hear.
I think that I do too now. I don't know about French. I was going to say German.
Like a ha-ha. But, but I also, and now I'm like trying to hold back because I'm conscious of it, but I've been told that my whole life. Also, I have told myself this. I sound like Butthead from Beavis and Butthead when he laughs. Like, that annoying, stupid, ugly laugh. We both do it. And we're so unaware of it. But
well, we both also snort sometimes when it's
Totally snorting.
So that's annoying. You want to know someone? You want to know something? A guy I was dating, like, a couple months ago, his roommate at the time, told me, because I snorted when I laughed, that that was unattractive.
Well, that was really did you tell him to fork himself?
I don't actually know that he used the word unattractive. I can't remember what word he used now, but it was really offensive. And it didn't hurt my feelings, because I know I'm a snorter, and I like it.
Yeah, hello.
But I wonder if on audio it sounds really
annoying. I mean, it probably sounds aggressive and annoying.
Does it sound like that?
No. I feel like whenever we start laugh, like, it's a little subtle. Like, it's on accident, so it's not like we're snorting into the microphone.
I'll come up to it like this.
No, that would be annoying. We're working on it. I'm working on not laughing in the general direction of the microphone, especially when I'm doing the whole, like, like, I just get on a little tear sometimes. And the vocal fry thing, I know. I'm working on it. I'm working on a building. It's a Holy Ghost
I'm
building.
Working on a railroad.
For my Lord. Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building.
It's a Holy Ghost building.
We listen to bluegrass sometimes, you guys, and if you ever listen to bluegrass, sometimes they sing super high.
Like, that's what we should talk about. Skinner. Hi. What music have you been listening to?
Oh, well, do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Fuck. I've been listening to a weird mix of, like, weird old bluegrass like that, like Bill Monroe and Rolf Stanley and Keith Whitley with Rolf Stanley when he was, like, freaking 16.
Do you
want to
know a song that Mom showed me?
Which?
This is kind of sad. Mom wants it to play at her funeral.
The Sweetest Gift?
No.
She brought up that the other day, too, remember?
I don't remember her singing The Sweetest Gift.
Okay. She's kind of funny. She was singing a different... Anyway, sorry. I'll come back to that. What?
What was I saying?
A sad song.
A Keith Whitley song that she wants to play at her funeral.
Tell Lori
she wanted it to play at our sister Becky's wedding, but something happened and...
Oh, shoot. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. What is it?
Dad to Dance.
That's a Cat Power song.
No.
She also wanted that.
Oh, I can't remember what it's called. We're going to have to corrections corner. What?
No, I'm going to look it up right now. Mom.
It's about, like, meeting on the football field or something.
Oh, I Wonder If You Think Of Me.
I Wonder If You Think Of
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a goodie.
And
that
was really
80s, completely.
Yeah, well, that's my fucking jam.
Yeah, it's a goodie.
That's not allowed. That bone is not allowed for Leroy.
There's a bone in the house.
It's the sound. We're trying to make the sound better this episode. We're trying to make improvements, and I think that we're doing a pretty good job.
There's a UPS guy.
And now there's a UPS guy.
Leroy can't have the bone on the floor. We know that. I'm going to post on Instagram the floors, just so y'all know the level.
We're going to post pictures of the pod loft.
Somebody's here. I think he has my gadget guard.
Oh my god.
Hang on. I'll be right back.
If I stop recording it and then...
I don't know.
Test it.
I don't want to test it.
Just keep it going then.
I don't want to test it, so I'll just keep it going. So what we're going to do now... Yeah. What we're going to do now is we're going to read part of a little book called Misery by Suzanne Heller. Not to be confused with More Misery, which is a sequel by Suzanne Heller. We might get into More Misery. It just depends on how much misery we can handle from the first part. So this was actually, this is from 1964, and boy, can you tell it. Can you hear the old pages, like, kind of crinkling around? Like, the book is about to fall the fuck apart. Misery is when you spend your last 10 cents on a good humor and it falls off the stick. Misery is when your grasshopper collection falls off the shelf and you never told your mother you collected grasshoppers. Let's see, that one's stupid. Misery is when your friends have big spaces and all you have is baby teeth. I don't get it. That one's fucking stupid too. Misery is when you eat a whole box of Cracker Jacks and realize you ate the prize. That is a misery for you to poop out. Oh, dude, this sucks. Misery is when you're riding in the car and everyone smells like dog duty, and then you discover it's on your shoes. Boy. No, it's... Oh, boy, these are so sad. Misery? Misery. Misery is when your kite is flying higher than everyone else's because you let go of the string. Did you hear that one?
No, say it again.
Misery is when your kite is flying higher than everyone else's because you let go of the string.
Oh, shit. Burn.
Oh, that is a good one. Okay.
Oh, man.
That is good for us to read in between when you pee. When people go to pee and things. Oh, we'll just leave it on that page. We'll keep it open so we can just read misery. And then maybe one day we'll get to more misery.
But we shouldn't associate peeing with misery.
No, it's a misery business. Misery. What's that
Misery
song?
Misery Loves Company.
No, what's that one song by
Miss Misery?
Miss Misery by Nazareth.
Y'all miss me.
Y'all miss misery. That's all I should ever be.
Check it out.
Set me free.
I'm not going to do an unpacking, but.
Brenda's doing an unpacking.
I got an electronic pest repeller.
Electronic pest repellent, sir.
Your major home of pets. Dude, I'm so excited.
She's walking away from the podcast again, though. That's one of our rules.
That's going to have to be one of
She's talking across the room. Don't talk across the room, Mom.
Okay, nothing else worse can happen, Mom.
Nothing else worse can happen, Mom.
That is going to be a rule that I'm going to have to figure out how to talk like this through the room.
Somebody needs to keep
I have to go set this up.
Oh, my God.
It's really literally across the room.
Okay. All right. Let's see what else. Here. Let's see what else is going on in Miss Misery. I mean, misery business. I mean... Oh, dude, misery is when you bring the class hamster home for the weekend and it disappears into a mouse hole.
Oh. And when I catch it, I'm
dude, accident, then you never find it. Alright, now you gotta keep the boat going for a second so I can type. I can't type and talk at the same time because I don't talk like this.
I don't talk like this. Whatever you talking about?
I don't know, you know?
Alright, well.
I think we're done with Corrections Corner unless you can think of anything.
Oh, gosh. Well, there was like a couple dumb things from the first episode. I am gonna talk about... this old house eventually, like the actual information. Linda went on a spiel when I was one of the times that I walked away from the podcast, and she went on like a laughing tear about the year that it was built. So yeah, I'm gonna come back to that just so y'all know. I really like old houses and I'm fascinated with it, and like it's like a big project of mine, and it's like day by day, little by little, but I've done like a ton of freaking research. I just want to kind of do it right. But anyway, she was, I have to say, super spot on what she said about the lead-based paint. Everything that she said was like accurate and legit, so good job on that. I was not right, I don't think technically, about, I called it Widow's Walk. There's like a badass little deck outside of this sitting room up here where we podcast, and anyway, I called it a widow's walk. I don't know if it's technically called a widow's walk. I think a widow's walk is for the roof instead of where this is, but it's like a little upstairs O deck, like a little observation deck. And it's cool as
oh my god, he has
and
to go.
And Leroy is back, so
you go put him in that room,
okay.
And I'll go back to misery business. Unless there's something else that we can do.
Get back to...
I know that there's a stink bug.
Alright.
And it needs to go.
You can talk about this. You can talk like this.
I can talk like this.
Alright, I'll be right back.
Oh, we have another correction, which really didn't matter because it was really an insignificant part of the podcast. I think by that point everybody was asleep. I know I was by that point. There was a point where Brenda was going to pee, and I started talking to myself and noticed a picture that she had on the wall that said Chateau de Flore. Well, it meant Flore Castle, we found out last time, and then we noticed that there's actually an address on the front of it, so we Googled it, and it's a real address for, like, an apartment in France, and... it doesn't really matter, but I want it, and I want to take it home and hang it on my wall. But we looked on the back of it, and it had a sticker in it. They got it at Marshall's. They got it at Marshall's, so it's not even a real sign. I thought it was, like, a real old French sign, but they fooled me. Also, we talked about Frankenstein, and, God, this corrections corner is, like, the longest, sleepiest corrections corner. I'm sure that you guys are asleep by now if you're listening to it before bed. So maybe someone is listening to it while they clean, which is what I keep suggesting, but, like, nobody does it. Or while you play Animal Crossing. I keep trying to tell people that, too. I want to talk about Animal Crossing really bad, but let me go back to Frankenstein, or else this corrections corner will carry on to next episode. Frankenstein... Brenda forgot that the freaking Frankenstein was a chemist. He did, like, alchemy or something. Victor Frankenstein was his name. And the creature that he made, I'm saying, I guess, because I don't know, I've never read Frankenstein, doesn't have a name. I talk like dish. which brings us to our next point, slow freaking processing. We know that we're, like, really slow talkers. We're working on it. We're trying to process our brains. Our processing speed is the pace at which you take in information, make sense of it, and begin to respond. I'm listening very hard when I'm taking in the information. And then I'm also listening very hard to myself when I'm trying to make sense of it. And then beginning to respond. That's why we're always like, so work with us with that. But, I mean, or don't, because it's really pretty good to fall asleep too. When people are just kind of talking like this. Talking like dish. And... you doing what I'm doing right now, which is forgetting what I'm talking about, that is perfect for falling asleep. So I think it's okay that we're slow processors. I don't even think that we should be apologizing. Oh,
are we talking about that?
That's the last point that we made before my ketchup joke.
Oh, heck yeah. I got Lou right down. For sure. I'm a super slow processor, and I'm sure that is probably annoying as crap to a lot of people. It's not that I'm dumb. I just process, things, information. I make sense of it. I begin to respond a little bit, like, slower than some. And I've always known that, like, as a kid, like, I get jokes late. Like, I would be that kid when I was a kid that would be like, I don't get it, the joke. And then I would realize it, like, 2 minutes later and laugh hysterically, and then, like, it'd be over. That was me. It takes me, like, a long time sometimes. So I have to, like, it's like I have to go outward. Like, I have to see the big picture and then zoom it back in to make sense of things.
Yeah.
I gotta go whoop.
It takes
whoop,
me a second to whoop, whoop, whoop.
I gotta bring it out, then bring it in. And, I don't know. And I also have a terrible working memory. Like, if you know about working memory, I can't hold things in my head. I have to write everything down. But that said, like, those are great coping skills that I've gained all these years. Just might not always translate into podcasting. Or I'll work on it. I can continue to get better. I'll clean it up, okay?
I have a joke to share. But the problem is, it's on my phone, so I need to pause the Instagram live.
Because we can't remember things. We can't memorize. We actually could. I bet you could memorize that joke really easily.
Are you ready? Do you still want to hear my Fox Force 5 joke?
Yeah.
You won't laugh because it's not funny, but if you still want to hear it, I'll tell it.
Am I Vincent?
Yeah.
He's probably like, fuck. Yeah, come on.
I can't wait, he says.
Oh, wow.
Three tomatoes are walking down the street. A papa tomato, a mama tomato, and a little baby tomato. Baby tomato starts lagging behind. Papa tomato gets angry, goes over to the baby tomato and smushes him and says, catch up.
He's probably like...
That's the joke that Mia Wallace told that we talked about in the last episode.
We just glossed over it. It was the very first. We've only gotten through the first episode's Corrections Corner.
All right, so Corrections Corner is a week behind, but not even a week because we recorded these in 2 days. So
we've been like zip-zoom, boom.
And we're in quarantine. Let's talk about that. We're in quarantine.
Like, literally.
We're doing quarantine things. We're podcasting now.
We had two intruders today. Not intruders. We had two strangers, though, come into our quarantine house. And that's been a real thought of mine. Like, do I disinfect all the door handles again? Because we did have two strangers up in here.
Technically, you're supposed to.
Technically, I'm going to. But nobody has sanitizer, so I'm going to use dish soap and a sponge or a paper towel or a wet rag. Ugh. We did find out today that there's no treasure.
There's no treasure in the house.
We thought there was like a little cute, little weird. There's so many little weird spaces in this house. And we thought that one of them was just small and weird enough to be a weird stash spot for something treasure or something weird or something even illegal. Who knows? Like, we were going to take the gamble. And then I got freaked out because it smelled bad and we couldn't get the door pried open. But today, the plumbers did.
Like, it was a dead mouse. It smelled like...
That's what I told them.
But they didn't find one?
No. No. One of the guys didn't have any sense of smell, he said. And I was like, shh, girl, me too. But I could actually smell this. I was like, I can't normally I can't smell anything. But the other guy, the guy with this hair, the one that said boop, he has a really good sense of smell. And even he was like shining the flashlight down in there. Like, he got the thing open. And then he was like, oh, well, boy, there's like a big hole, like going all the way down in the basement. And that basement area is kind of funky and old and weird.
It's a dead mouse.
It's like funky cold Medina. I just kept saying... It smells like a dead mouse to me. And he, like, would never confirm nor deny. But he was just like, it's just that old basement smell. Like, and then he was like, if it were me, I would just take some bleach water to it. And that is exactly what our mother said.
Bleach is...
Bleach water.
Bleach and ammonia.
No, no, no. Stop, Nat.
Linda. Who's that?
No, Linda.
Belinda. No,
Linda.
No,
stop.
Linda.
Linda. Linda mixes...
Listen, Linda.
Linda, I don't even want to say. It's incriminating. She mixes two components of cleaning products as very toxic and very illegal, and I'm not going to put up with it in this house.
I've been doing it since I came out of the womb. I've been mixing cleaning products.
Well, you're flirting with disaster / death / blindness.
I'm flirting with the cleanest bathroom you've ever seen. And I've cleaned / so many people's
in the bathroom because you went blind and then fell out.
You put on the right music and you get that bleach and ammonia going at the same time.
Dude, you get holes in your brain. I'm leaving.
Well, then I have holes in my brain because...
I'm leaving this podcast.
That's the way that we get a clean bathroom. We mix the bleach and ammonia, and nothing has ever happened to me. And it's like another thing that they tell you not to do. They tell you not to eat cookie dough, raw cookie dough. The podcast. You can't see me, but I'm making a face like, what the fuck? Because you can totally eat the cookie dough, the raw cookie dough, and it doesn't do anything. It might make you like hot, like. You might have, like, a crampy stomach. Like, you might have to go to the bathroom later because your stomach is just, like, cramping maybe. But that doesn't happen every time. and most of the time, it just tastes really good and I blow through it. Meaning, like, I blow through the cookie dough. I mean, it's pretty... It's just another one of those things, you know, that you don't have to listen. It says it. It says don't eat raw cookie. Do not consume raw cookie dough on the package. But it's just one of those things, like using bleach and ammonia. You don't have to listen. You are totally fine. So Brenda left once again. We're going to pull out the good old misery book. Misery is when you have to go to dancing school and you don't know how to dance and all the girls are taller than you. That's really not that miserable though, because like you don't have to dance to get girls. You can still talk to them. Let's see. Oh my god, misery.
I'm testing it.
What? What are you testing?
How loud it sounds when you stomp up the stairs.
Okay, well, it's fucking loud. I'm glad that dog is finally
out. I just thought of something really funny as I was doing it. And I forget.
I just thought of something really funny.
What?
Misery is when you come out of the ocean and you can't find your bathing suit top.
I wouldn't call that misery.
Haven't you ever come up and
it horror.
Your nipples are out and you're like, oh.
Fudge. Yeah.
What if dad is next to you or
at least
or
you have your brother. Hands.
Yeah, but you don't have your top, or you lost it. That's miserable.
I like these illustrations. I hope you're showing
these. Do you want to get one tattooed?
Yes.
No one's here to look, but we can still.
It's
these are the illustrations.
Ugh, they're like so simplistic.
Misery is when there are four kids on the playground and only three swings. Girl. Girl. Do we have, like, an actual topic? We finished Corrections Corner a long time ago, if you haven't noticed.
It was supposed to be, misery.
Well,
we can talk on misery, or
we can take turns reading from misery and more misery.
Where did that other book, my other book.
I talk like this. We're talking like this. We can,
No.
Yeah, look.
I thought they were sunglasses.
No.
Mm-mm. What are they? No. They look weird.
They don't do two at once anymore? I'm sparkly.
Anyway, we have books on Civil War Ghosts. The Women's Book of Healing. More misery. I just wanted to look through one myself. I hadn't even given it a chance yet. The author is Suzanne Heller. For instance, this cover photo, both sides, are impeccable. Check out the other side. That's like our,
I'll describe it. The first side is, this boy sitting at a table and he's looking really, really disgusted and he's holding up a French fry. There's one other French fry on the plate and it looks like that the French fries might be stale or something. And then the back of it looks like a person, I don't know.
It reminds me of Elaine. Our grandma. Maybe.
That's her fake name?
Apparently.
Elaine?
Yeah.
Oh.
One of them. Elaine, she rocked her hair, but if she was getting perms, maybe she was.
Okay, so this picture is miserably perming her head. Is that how she's perming it?
She's rolling her hair. She's putting her hair in rollers. And she's hating every second of it. She's got all this product in front of her.
It's so pale.
And she's also from like the 1930s, maybe. This book looks ancient. Okay. This is like old school hair. You should have. I love that game. But it was like before hair dryers, basically. This era, circa before. What the hell do you do with your hair when you don't have a hair dryer? And you have curly hair.
Dry.
You miserably roll it like that. And then you hope for the best. Okay. Do I read it backwards?
Do whatever you want to do.
Can you all hand down? Is the broom up there?
Yes.
Oscar should really read it. It's not even my book. Hey, Oscar.
He's asking for the broom. You gotta keep the podcast going.
I gotta keep it going. All right, misery is when you're not hungry and you have to eat the crust on your bread because of the poor, starving people all over the world. Misery is when you're playing Giant Steps and you forget to say, may I? I don't know that game.
What?
I don't know that game that they're referring to. Misery is when you're playing jump rope and you have loose underpants. Wow, that would suck. Misery is when you buy two whole paper for a three whole loose leaf. Yeah, I mean, that sucks. I don't know how I'd call it misery, but.
I think that you're reading it really good.
I don't know. Misery is having unsightly hair on your legs and you're not allowed to shave it off. I feel like this is shame more than misery, but I do relate to this girl. I was that girl that, like, all my friends could do Nair.
I just coughed into the camera, into the microphone.
We'll learn. We'll learn someday.
Sorry.
Dude, yeah, I was the chick that, like, my friends could use Nair or shave their legs, like, way before I could. Using Nair. And whenever I would ask mom, like, hey, I would, like, gain the courage. It would take, like, an hour to gain the courage to ask. Even bring up the topic of Nair. And mom would, like, laugh in my face. She'd be like, Nair? Really? Have you ever smelled that?
Have you?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I know exactly what she's talking about. She was like, yeah, right. Try bringing that smell into my house. Like, it was not even about the hair at that point. It was just about the smell of Nair. But she would shoot me down so fast.
Yeah, one time, that's what she told me too.
I spent like an hour in the bathroom trying to prepare a speech to ask her if I could shave my legs. And when I did, guess what she said?
I shaved my legs for this?
Mm-mm. Well, the first thing she said was, no. And then I just stood there for a minute like, hey, Mom. And she said, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Like, did that to me in my face. Yeah, that's right.
Basically what she did to me.
And then I just was shamed. I felt stupid, so I just went back to the bathroom. And then I did it anyway.
That's what I did.
Not that same night, but I did do it anyway.
With Nair?
No, with the actual razor. I had no idea what I was doing. And one day when she picked me up from school, my legs were hanging out. I was wearing shorts. And I tried to, like, graze it instead of, like, actually shaving
it.
And it just ended up being, like, weird and patchy. So she just, like, I remember it so clearly. The sun was, like, glaring on my legs. Like, in the foot, what do you call that? Like, the bottom part of your car. Your floorboard?
Your floor mat?
Yeah, I was like trying to hide my legs like this, but I couldn't because the sun was like shining in, and I could tell she was glancing at it from where she was driving. I could see it. Like, I could see her eyes darting over there. And she just went, we were probably listening to Everclear. We were listening to like some 90s, like these, like 991. But,
probably Santa Monica in the background?
Probably. I love that song. She was like, well, I guess you did it anyway, didn't you? And I didn't say anything. And she's like, all right. She didn't say anything again for like 5 minutes, and neither did I. Finally, she was like, you shaved your legs on your own? And I didn't barely say, like, she was like trying to get me to say something. And I was just like, And then she didn't say, she was pissed that I didn't say anything. I, like, I think was trying to fight, and I wasn't, because I was scared. I was actually scared. And then, like, 10 minutes later, like, probably two commercial breaks of the radio later, she was like, okay, well, you can't be going around like that, so... Like, she said something like, I'll show you something when we get home. And she was mad, though. Like, it wasn't, like, an embracing moment. She was just like, you can't be walking around like that, you little mess.
How old were you?
Late fifth grade, like, almost in sixth grade. So I kept telling her that. I'm going to be in middle school.
I started in fourth grade, but I did it with scissors, and I... I was so embarrassed because we were like outside for like field day or some shit, and all the girls next to me like didn't have hairy legs like I did. Like, my legs were really hairy young.
Really?
Yeah. So it really bothered me when I had shorts. But you had blonde hair. I don't care. It was really hairy.
Was it blonde?
I don't remember. Probably not. Yeah, you and Mom try to say that the hair on my arms are blonde, but you know what? In this lighting, they are.
So, they are blonde. I don't know what I was going to say. But you have different... You have dad's side, totally.
Well, what was I saying?
You were embarrassed by the hair.
Oh, I did it with scissors. I have a scar on my leg.
You cut yourself?
I cut myself. I cut a chunk out of my leg.
Ow.
Ooh. My legs are ashy right now.
Where did you do it? In the bathroom?
There's a scar on one of my calves.
Well, I trust you, but... Calves are hard to shave, especially our big
calves. We gave you a fake name, so in case we talk about you on the podcast, which we haven't yet, but we might. What's your fake name?
Who?
Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
Barbara's
here. We're making a podcast right now. We're recording a podcast.
Oh, this is a good one. Misery is when you're not old enough to play with the big kids and too old to play with the little kids.
Yeah.
Look at the picture.
That's life. That's life. You can't be Karen because there's already a Karen in real life. You have to be Barbara. Oh, there's a Barbara in real life too.
There is a Barbara in real life.
Yeah, but we're not talking about our relative Barbara.
We were just going off of word association. You can be anything you want to be.
We only said that you had to be Barbara because our brother's name is Booker.
We were trying to think of a B name that was cool, so that would go with Booker.
Booker and Barbara sounded good. Peggy? You want to be Peggy?
I love Peggy.
Okay. I love Peggy too.
Can I call you Peg?
I'll cross that out. Peg.
Can I call you Peggy?
Can I call you Peggy?
Peggy?
Because we talk like this. If you listen to any of our episodes, we talk like
this. Does Peggy stand for Margaret?
Yep. Sure does.
Or the other one?
Oh, sure does.
Peggy.
You could go by Marge, you could go by Maggie, or you could go by Peggy.
There's so many nicknames for Margaret.
Pegs for sure?
Pegs.
Okay. Peggy. Tell Booker that his name is Booker.
Oh my gosh, and Booker can sing you Peggy, 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 Peggy Blonde.
We should get Peggy on here.
Oh, Peggy.
We should get Peggy on an episode.
Conference call.
Think of a funny story or something to tell us. This is the ideal. This is the scheme for the podcast. To fall asleep to. It's inspired by the Sleep With Me podcast, which is a podcast of a guy who has kind of a funny voice. And he just tells stories. And he just gets lost in the story and starts talking and starts talking about all kinds of things. And then you never follow the story because you just fall asleep. Because he's never connecting the dots. So we never connect the dots when we talk to each other. So we were like, podcast it. Let's start a podcast.
Well, it's worth it having.
So technically, by this point in the podcast, you're asleep. Because we already did. It's already been a lengthy episode.
But that's saying something. Are we just phoning it in at the end?
Whatever we talk about in the second half of the episode really doesn't matter.
Like this. Misery.
Because we're asleep. They're asleep. The people are asleep. So we're reading. Like, right now we're going to close this episode out at some point whenever we feel like it. But we're right now reading from a book called Misery.
Is Peggy there? She needs to see this picture.
Hey, Peggy, look at this picture.
Check this picture out and then I'll tell you what it says. All right. The quote with that is, misery is when you have corn on the cob. And you don't have your front teeth.
Did you hear that?
That's sucks.
That sucks.
This is an actual book that you've just been reading from. Yeah, you have to eat it with a fork. You have no chompers.
Oh, whoa. Recording. Record. We talk like this. Should we, like, wrap this one up?
Yeah.
This has been a full episode.
Like, what are we doing? Monty.
What are we really doing?
We talk like this. We're going to wrap it up with one random.
She said, dang, that's brutal.
It is brutal.
That sucks.
Misery is when you're...
Is this a good one?
No.
To wrap it up with?
Wait.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You read it because you're the Butterton.
Oh, my God. All right, to wrap it up. Misery. I'm talking about misery. Like, real misery is having soft bread and hard butter. Walk off. That's a walk off.
That's a walk off.
Whenever you're trying to make grilled cheese...
I don't even want to talk about it. It makes me sad.
Like, sometimes I'm making grilled cheese and the butter is really hard. And I try to wipe it on there and it just makes a hole in the bread. And it doesn't look pretty anymore. And then it's all crumbly and it's all stupid.
Then there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Elijah. But no, then you can make egg in a hole.
I don't know what that is.
What? Ask Booker. Egg in a hole?
Hey, ask Booker what egg in a hole is.
He... Master.
She's gone.
Egg in the hole.
She's leaving.
Well, we gotta go anyway.
We're way past our time.
It's probably been 48 minutes.
Hey, next episode, guess what we're talking about?
Oh. I'll let you tell them.
Next episode, we're gonna tell us the tale of...
Freaky Dicky.
One named Timmy. We're gonna tell a story. She said, misery when you go to Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. I've done that so many times. Misery, you probably can't even go to Chick-fil-A now. Any day. Or maybe you can. Are they still doing drive-thru?
Probably. Not on that day, though.
But yeah, that's misery. Egg and a hole is fire. I don't know what it is.
It's so... I can't believe he's never done that for you. It's really easy. You he's just cut a hole in a piece of bread, and then you fry an egg in there.
Why?
Because it's good. Tastes good.
With bread, does it turn into like French toast?
It's like a half-assed French toast.
What if I cut a hole out of it and then French toast it, like dip it in the French toast sauce?
I'm sure Booker has done all of that. That's why.
And then put an egg in
I referred you to him because he's probably done
Ask Booker all of that. When you get a chance if he's ever made French toast egg in a hole.
He's like the ultimate experimenter.
I bet he has. If he hasn't, I'm about to. Now it's making me hungry, so we gotta go for real.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Next episode. Oh my god.
Timmy.
Next episode is the tale of Timmy. There was once this guy named Timmy.
No, don't give away too much.
I'm not Tommy, don't.
Tommy?
But his name is Timmy.
Timmy.
Used to be a neighbor. Some really, really crazy stuff happens. It's a really good story. We're gonna tell it next time.
It's freaky.
We're not gonna tell it. We're not gonna tell it right now, and we're not gonna tell it. Not tonight. But
not tonight.
But maybe, maybe right now. Actually, maybe as soon as we hang up this one, maybe right now we'll do it.
I mean, we have it in us.
I'll do it.
So not
tonight, but right now.
But maybe.
But not tonight. So see
all we have is now.
All we have, just, it's not tonight. So bye.
Bye. It's now. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. We'll be back. It's like,
good night.
Good night. Not tonight.
Hey guys, if you're hearing this, that means that you listened to the whole episode. Thanks. And do me a favor. Do us a favor. Go subscribe, rate, and review wherever the hell you can do that. I think Apple Podcasts or wherever the fuck you listen. Do that, and it helps us out a lot. Thanks. Love you, Linda. Love Linda and Brenda. Love you. Good night. Not tonight. Bye.